And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
I've never been happier.
Let's call a spade a spade. Don't try to do the flip and the pivot on me.
I'm not doing anything. What if this got worked up?
I was born at night, but it wasn't last night.
Okay.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Before the Kardashian, she's the originator of the pong.
Right.
She is.
Oh, yes.
I didn't know that.
She's like the Neil Armstrong of big asses.
So, for the white women.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Then I go right, like mid-shaft, down to my palm once, left, down once, back to the right, down. And then you were supposed to take all of your energy into the center and grab it with your left hand, and then you chop. Three times.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shimey. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Every time.
That means he's working.
Every time.
Wait, can you do one more?
Every time.
That would annoy me.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Go!
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right.
Was good.
Well, it's a Celtics Wednesday. That's good.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Result from the Bruins game last night, not so good.
Nope.
I don't want to spend much time on that. At the start of the show this morning, we can get to it later. Is that 4 of 5 that they have lost, Shime? My beloved Boston Bruins?
Is that four or five, Greg.
All right. Well,
seems like a real bang-up job by them.
We'll get to it, but I have to say at the start of the show, in my almost 58 years, I don't believe I have ever witnessed anything as despicable from a fan or fans attending a professional athletic event as what I witnessed from two New York Yankees fans last night. What the assault that they perpetrated on Mookie Betts, and more specifically on his baseball glove, is the most outrageous thing I have ever seen in my life. Maybe you can explain it away with alcohol.
No.
Can anyone explain? If you're watching on Twitch, and I hope you are.
Two jabronis.
You're going to see these two jackasses.
Brothers.
Of course.
Capo Biancos.
Two brothers
from
New York. Mookie's going to make a catch up against the wall in right field. And you have these two jackasses who are grabbing his glove, literally physically grabbing the baseball out of said glove while the other dude is holding his hand so he can't get his hand over there. It's the most... tell me... Like, you can mention, who's the Chicago guy? Bartman or whatever his name is. You mentioned that guy.
Jeffrey Mayer was brought up. He was the Yankee fan that stole a out and turned it into a home run against the Orioles.
But I've never seen...
But that had nothing to do with interacting with the actual player.
But the entitlement, like to think that that's somehow going to be behavior that you're going to get away with, or that it's okay to do that when you're at a World Series game.
And you're watching it in slow-mo on Twitch right now. And when you watch it in real time, I couldn't believe how long it went on. Like, when you're watching that, they're lucky they didn't hurt Mookie.
Yeah, right.
Like, the way in which they stretch his arm back. But the two brothers, they were immediately kicked out of the stadium. I don't think that they're allowed back.
I would hope not.
I was on social media after, and the amount of people praising them, like, oh, this was the spark that the Yankees needed to see, you know, vivacious fans like this. Are we for real?
They're lucky Mookie didn't jump up in the stands and clock them.
But, I mean, I give him credit for fighting for the baseball.
Right.
He shouldn't have to be doing it. Mm-hmm. And what was, Curtis, what?
I was just going to say, the Fox broadcast, which misses Joe Buck in these World Series games, just one humble opinion. But, like, they treated it so benignly.
Well,
like,
they were praising it.
They were like, well, you know, he's not going to be watching the rest of the game here. And then
I think I heard a nice try.
And then one other guy's like, well, he'll probably watch it on TV. I'm like, wow, thanks, Bill. Back to you. Like, it was awful. And if this is the Red Sox, first thing you hear, racist fan, that would be number one. Number two would be, like, just absolutely a blanket statement about everybody in Boston. Because if one person does something here, it represents the whole city. But we saw Greg in the latest great Netflix documentary, The Comeback.
Yeah.
Post A-Rod slapping the ball out of Arroyo's hands, it's forgotten. But there were riot police up and down first and third baseline inside Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a riot cop at Fenway Park?
No.
Okay,
no.
So this is Yankee Stadium. This is a continuation of moronic, idiot fans, and yet it's treated like, oh, Capobianco and his buddy were the wrong. Second question, how'd they get the tickets? Those are like $5,000 each.
Yeah, they probably knew a guy.
Then shut the stadiums down.
That's what Michael Wilbon said about Fenway Park. Is he going to say that today about Yankee Stadium, you think?
They may work in the trash removal business, Chris. Just guessing.
That's what they call it.
They fell off the truck.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
That's just guessing.
Has anybody, as an Italian, I can say this, has anybody ever looked more like a Capobianco?
No. I mean, it's wild. It's just to think that you're going to, first of all, to think that you have any sort of right or any kind of like wherewithal to be interfering in a Major League Baseball game, which is a World Series game, is beyond me.
Right.
It's crazy.
It'd be one thing to, like, just hit the glove as he's reaching out to get it.
They
versus
are the worst.
Trying to rip it out of
Yankees
his hand.
Fans, like, the argument is that Philadelphia fans are bad, and they are, but I the Yankees fans are the worst.
They're up
there.
Can
you tell me a fan base in the United States of America that is more obnoxious than Yankees
fans?
The
Philadelphia Eagles fan base.
That's maybe it, Sean. Right. That's maybe the only argument. Like, they...
No, I would say Eagles fans are a little bit more crazy, but Yankee fans combine being obnoxious with this sense of superiority and just exude douchiness, whereas Eagle fan is just a guy that's probably going to, like, kick you in your leg and walk away. I don't know which I'd prefer.
All right. Well, anyway, it was wild to see that last night.
It was bananas.
Has anybody spoken to these two guys?
There have been a few outlets that have reached out to them, and they talked, and they were like, we're just looking to find a good place to watch the game. Like, they are as...
They felt like they were doing something for the team.
They're what you would expect.
Yeah.
Doing something for the team.
Yeah.
So hey, what do you expect, guy? With the head trying to help out the Yanks here. What do you think, eh? You think we're just going to let him come into the Bronx?
We're putting in more effort than
balls?
Aaron Judge. That bum.
But then again, I know a bunch of Red Sox fans like that as well.
No, you don't. There are not Red Sox fans would go to that extreme.
Well, maybe you don't
know. There are not. All right. Well, anyway, Yankees stay alive. So maybe they were right.
That was the spark they needed.
That was the spark they needed.
Oh, Mitch is giving me an update. Twitch Mitch. Great job by Twitch Mitch every day.
He does a great job with everything that is associated with Twitch.
I love Mitch. Just the best. Like, the best. Like, always excited, ready to go. Yep. I love him. Anyway, he says that apparently they were told they were allowed back because they are season ticket holders.
All right.
What?
Which, there's no doubt in my mind, if they win this series, they're going to be at the stupid Canyon of Heroes parade.
They're not going to win. They're not coming back.
Isn't it awesome retribution, though, Greg, that the Yankee fan has to use the 04 Red Sox as the inspiration?
Yes. And they have to spend, you know, a significant amount of time chanting Poppy sucks.
Right.
David Ortiz when he's doing the game because that still lives rent-free in their head.
Yeah, it does.
The greatest comeback of all time in sports. All right, well, we have a lot to get to. It is a Celtics Wednesday, as I mentioned at the top, and that means that Mega will join us at 9, and we'll talk Celtics. What else? We will get to our leads in about 15 minutes at around 6:25 or 6:30. And then they said it at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will discuss who Jim Montgomery is pointing the finger at for last night's Bruins loss. So that is coming up, among other things, at 7 on this morning's show. We will get to Courtney and today's news at 7:45. And I have another chance for you to bring your hero to lunch with a hero. And I will give you that opportunity to do that at 8 on this morning's show. If you want to be on, the number to call is 617-779-7937. If it is more convenient to text, you can text your comment anytime over the next 4 hours on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. It's raining, Curtis. I know you're going to get to the weather.
Yeah,
later,
we needed it. We got fires everywhere. By the way, I just saw this quote from one of the Capobianco brothers. I just see the ball, kind of. I don't want to say go up for grabs, but if that makes sense. And then Mookie was swearing at us. Not good. What a horrible explanation of the events that actually occurred.
And of course he was swearing at you.
Yeah, I would have been swearing too. Yeah.
You're lucky it was just swears. He would have been totally within his rights to cold cock
they
your face.
They could have snapped his wrist. Like, I don't think that there's enough emphasis on the fact that they're so lucky that he didn't get hurt during this.
Yeah, especially the guy who's grabbing his left arm.
Like,
okay, but first of all, the fact that the dude who, one of them or both of them, I think one of them was a season ticket holder, maybe both, whatever. Mm-hmm. The fact that he is allowed back at Yankee Stadium is egregious.
Yeah, that shouldn't be allowed in a baseball stadium across the country.
It should be banned for life. Like, you know, and I don't know how they, like, how do they, I don't know how they enforce, when they do the lifetime bans, like, when you're banned from Gillette Stadium for life, like, I don't know how they actually enforce that.
You probably can't, but you could probably take away, if they are season ticket holders, you could probably stop them from doing that, and then they'll just have to get tickets on.
Well, Major League Baseball could ban them for life, theoretically.
Right, but like you said, it's going to be difficult for you to stop them getting into games, but at least you take the season ticket away from them, ban them for life. And
no, they have it's two brothers. For the rest of the series, as long as it may go, at least for tonight, they make sure that security has their photos and they're not allowed in.
Like,
but it's probably people, it's probably hot.
That is
it's
a slippery slope if they let them back in.
As someone who was banned for life from Gillette Stadium and landing in the drunk tank, I can tell you they don't really do it that well.
Yeah, it's gotta be hot.
I now interview the coach in the basement. So.
Curtis, did they send you an actual official lifetime ban?
It was handed to my dad when he picked me up.
Okay, it was. And so they said
he was served.
We're gonna let him out. Were you in the Foxborough jail or
drunk tank somewhere? Okay. I don't sadly remember it very well. It was the day that they all threw the snowballs in the air when they beat the Dolphins in 2003.
Yes.
It was like bitter cold.
Yes.
I got overserved, but by myself.
Yeah, they don't put up Polaroids of the band people throughout the stadium like in The Office.
When they get the Chinese.
Yeah, it would just be so difficult to do that, Courtney. I don't even know how you would be able to even track. You know,
I'm at the Capobianco got married in September. Lovely wedding website here.
Oh. Which one, Austin or
it was,
Darren?
Austin was the best man. It was in East Haven, Connecticut at the Vincent DePaul Church. It looks lovely. Oh, my God. They had the reception at Trump National. They're right-wing nuts.
You got to believe that somehow Costos knows these guys.
Oh, Totally.
Like, you know.
He was probably sitting out of the camera shot.
You know what I always think about when you bring up snowballs, Curtis, like you did about Gillette Stadium?
Yeah.
The power of belief is, you know, is a snowball that can start an avalanche.
Yeah. That's, always reminds me of that.
I get only one more day to watch Aaron Rodgers lose again. I can't wait.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get to on today's show, and you can enjoy it in several different forms. But one is certainly on any of the radio stations that we have assembled for you all over New England. Unless we sound like we're underwater on any of them. Shime, did that problem get fixed yesterday with the affiliate radio stations of this morning show?
I hope so. Your guess is as good as mine. Nobody decides to respond to text messages or emails anymore.
Oh,
so
they don't?
I have no idea.
It's being reported that, or it was reported to me by the listeners, that it was just the Cape Cod affiliate and the New Claremont, New Hampshire affiliate that were experiencing the issues. But I don't know if that's accurate.
I'm sure it was fixed at 10.
You think it was fixed at 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Probably.
Generally what happens with Twitch, too.
All right. Yeah, and speaking of Twitch, you can watch the show on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. You can watch the show on YouTube. And if you were watching, you could see Courtney with what is trending this first hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Bruins get shut out by the Flyers. Final score 2-0 at the TD Garden. Corpusalo was in goal. He had 17 saves in the loss. They're on the road now to take on the Hurricanes tomorrow night in Carolina, but not good for your Boston Bruins so far.
At some point, it's not going to be good for Jim Montgomery.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know that that's now, but I don't know that he sees New Year's Day if the team continues to struggle like this.
I agree with you.
I that was one of my leads, you know.
All right, we'll get to it. Save it.
No. I'm saying before, like how.
Oh, before, one of your old leads.
Yeah, one of, like, you know, he's
do
a lame duck.
Do you have an encyclopedic memory of all of your leads?
No, not at all. I just remember that one. But
do you remember at least all of your Shohei Ohtani leads?
Oh, yes. I remember those in the Yamamoto leads.
Yeah,
yes.
It's interesting because those were all so different. You know, it's like tough to remember.
It's kind of like your political leads or court leads.
I haven't done a political lead.
Or Shimes, Drake May leads.
What were you going to say about me?
Courtney's Taylor Swift leads.
Greg's had more than I have.
We tend to recycle leads or go in the same kind of genre of leads. I mean, so I act like we all don't do it.
Okay. The Celtics are on the road tonight taking on the Pacers in Indiana, and the NBA has fined the Philadelphia 76ers $100,000 for public statements around the health status of Joel Embiid, leading the public down the wrong path.
I enjoy, have you ever noticed that, and I like it, but Wiggy segues into a little snidely whiplash at the end of his laugh. Have you ever noticed that? He goes...
Oh, it's so funny how I'm the only one with, like, kind of, you know, the same lead or in the same lane leads.
Uh-huh. When you're the only one who's criticized for
it. When I feel like I know everything there is to know about global warming.
Right.
The Yankees show sign of life. They take game 4 of the World Series, taking down the Dodgers 11-4. That series sits at 3-1 Dodgers with game 5 tonight in the Bronx. Bad news for the Texans. Stephon Diggs is out for the season with a torn ACL that he suffered in the Texans win over the Colts on Sunday.
Mm.
And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston. Nestled in the Fenway, from live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather. Curtis, I was very happy to see that it was wet outside when I left my apartment this morning, meaning that should help the brush fires.
It really should, Courtney. I appreciate the person on the street reporting. It's 51 degrees and cloudy in Boston. 70 here today. I believe the red flag warning is gone. I'm not positive. I haven't actually checked the flag this morning outside the building, but I will keep you abreast, Greg. Tomorrow.
Well, they shut school down in Salem because of the smoky smell. So we don't want our students to be...
Bad air quality.
We don't want them to be forced to smell the smoke from a brush fire or anything like that.
Yep.
Meanwhile, 90% of them were probably vaping on the way in.
Yeah, but we don't want to give anybody an asthma attack.
That's okay.
I don't know how the vape works. I'm just constantly amazed by it.
Yeah, I think you put it in your mouth and you suck it in and blow it out.
That's how Courtney would have explained it, yes. Thank you. But yes,
that's an MDB.
I wish you all a final day prior to. Well, happy Halloween Eve, everyone.
Chime,
Greg. I don't know what happened.
I was smack dab in the middle of a dream, and it was me and Parmela Anderson, and we were about to make out, and you just ruined it.
Greg, I didn't press anything. I just was like sitting here. I don't know what happened.
Is that operator error? I feel like you're blaming the equipment over there.
No, I'm definitely blaming the equipment because now nothing will play, and now I'm concerned
now
that my computer
is playing
broken.
At all. No,
I think playing it all.
Try control alt delete.
I'll go for it. Good call. Yep.
I thought I died. I thought the whole world just stopped.
I mean, it was like I was so into it.
So was I. I thought we went off the air. I was very concerned for a moment.
It was like 1974 all over again. It was like a full fog hat jam going on, like right in the middle of it, and you ruined it. All right. Well, hello.
I swear I didn't press any buttons.
Hopefully, we'll have music for the rest of the show, but we certainly will have sports, Curtis, for the rest of the show.
I'm just finding more and more about these Capobianco brothers, and it will be my body move and moment to get this guy on the show.
These two, if you missed the start of the show, or you missed the World Series game last night, these two Yankees fans interfered with play by grabbing hold of the glove of Mookie Betts and trying to pull the baseball out. Eventually, they did get the baseball out after Mookie made a catch. And the other guy, the other brother, held Mookie's right arm while they were assaulting his left arm.
Right.
It's really a very egregious thing. Curtis, you'll try to get him on before the end of the day today, one of the two brothers?
I will. Austin Capobianco has the domain hottestcollegeparties.com. Right. Quite the wild dude.
Is that the one with the glasses? There's a lot of Capobiancos in Boston.
It's a popular Italian name, Courtney.
What?
Well, I'm just wondering if they're related.
Is that your statement? Is that the research you're doing on this?
We're both trying to get these two on the show. I'm doing my best.
What are you going to do, call everyone in Boston?
I'm seeing mutual friends. That's usually how social media works, and I'm seeing a lot of Boston mutuals here.
Right. Must be related somehow.
Yeah.
Can we settle an ongoing debate before we get to today's leads?
Sure.
And that is, tomorrow is Halloween.
Yes.
Are we or are we not wearing our costumes in here tomorrow morning?
I am.
You are.
I thought that was the tradition.
I'm okay with it. The problem is some of us, because we love, have this particular year have a couple's costume, which requires that both people are a part of it for full effect.
All right.
I don't know that I could drag Lindsay up and in here in the morning for the debut of the costumes. And so I will come as one half, but I don't know if that ruins the effect. Like we are going to wear our costume to the Greg Hill Foundation Hill-Oween Halloween party, which is tomorrow night at Moxie's in the Seaport.
Yes.
And so the debut could occur there, but I'm open to wearing my half of it. I just don't know. And I think you and Santo have a couple's costume.
Yeah, we have a family costume. My whole thing is just like,
what do you mean family costume?
Well, we have a dog.
The dog is a part of the costume.
Yeah,
also?
Harry is a part of it.
Okay.
I just don't know. Like,
Wiggy wants Harry in tomorrow.
Me wearing it in the morning, and then I'm just going to wear it. It takes away from wearing it tomorrow night.
I mean, you guys normally half-ass it anyway, so it really doesn't matter.
Oh, not this year.
Well, I've
been under extreme pressure when it comes to Halloween to do it right.
I'm talking about wearing something in here.
Last year I half-assed.
No, Wiggy is by far and away the best, and there's not a close second. My costume is more of I'm going to be someone else, like actually on the show. I'm not going to be me.
Oh.
All right.
So you'll see it. It's not exactly going to win any prizes for costume, but I do think that the audience will enjoy it, and I may not have a job after.
Please tell me you're in like a Lululemon, workout set, and you're me.
Oh God, it's too close to the suspension. Maybe in a couple years, but I will.
Just be careful with the heavy hand of the makeup when you go in certain directions.
What?
Because he said it might not be appropriate.
We've seen that happen before.
What? I just was
Is this
talking
another
about Courtney.
Tropic Thunder reference?
I was talking about Courtney yes. being a woman. What yeah. are you talking
I mean,
about?
I don't think Curtis was going in that direction.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, it could be either way.
Quickie only on has one direction.
No. He could dress up as Courtney, could dress up as me, could dress nope. up as you.
Don't worry, Wiggs.
Could dress up as Shyam. I'm just saying.
I could never fill your shoes.
No. You could do it.
No.
You could pull it off.
The person I'm impersonating, it will be very clear, and he'll be very bothered.
Like, I was thinking about going as Black Trump, you know, so I could have pulled that off.
So do you not have a costume yet?
I do have a costume.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. Costume ideas, Courtney.
Okay, then I'm going to try to figure out a different costume to wear in the morning.
Well, that means you're going to half ass it. Just do what you normally do.
Okay.
You know.
So I'll just walk into Spirit, pick something out, and then come in tomorrow morning?
Throw a sweatshirt on. Like, do like Jim did on The Office. Throw a sweatshirt on and a name tag.
Three-hole punch Jim.
Yeah. I mean, you're either really into Halloween and dressing up, or you're the exact opposite. There's no middle ground.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a big thing for me. Like, it honestly never really was. Like, I would always do that. Like, my mom would help me. Like, I went as a ghost, like, and that's easy. You just cut the eyes out of the thing. I went as a hobo. That term is probably not correct anymore or politically correct anymore.
I believe it's vagabond.
Yes. Or bum.
Whatever it is, you know, disenfranchised, economically discriminated against, whatever the term might be now for somebody who rides the rails. I just don't get, some people get so into it that they can't wait to
Well, at least you're honest and going, you know, I'm not really into it, so I'm going to half-ass it.
I love Halloween. I just don't love dressing up, especially at this hour in the morning.
You're like, you know, you're just going to just say, I like it, but I'm going to half-ass it. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
I dressed up 2 years ago.
Which one
Taylor
was it?
Swift.
Yeah, that's half-assing it.
Yes, I did.
You did?
She wore a cardigan and a...
No, I didn't. I had a cape and I had a... What are you talking about? I had jewels on my eyes.
Yeah. Is that really dressing up?
Okay.
Is dressing up like a Halloween...
That's more effort than putting on a wig.
No, there's more to it. It's all about the outfit. It's just not a wig. It's got to be...
I had boots on, high boots.
Yeah, but that's something that you would normally wear. If you have to go in... If you go into your closet, your Halloween costume is already there because it's clothes that you would normally wear. You just add a few more accessories and call yourself Taylor Swift. Mm. That's half-assing it.
Couple guesses about what you are dressing as on the Subaru of New England text line.
I got a good one.
781 text. Are you going as Big Boned Diddy?
No.
Thank God.
I would not put those words together.
Some kid tried to pull that off, and it didn't work out for him.
Too soon on Diddy?
He tried the whole Diddy and Baby Oil thing, but all you got to do is look on the social medias.
All right, so I don't know. We'll have to, by the end of the show, we have to come to a consensus on that.
Well, I'll be dressed up, so whatever you guys do, it's on you.
It's a Celtics Wednesday. We'll talk to Mego about the Boston Celtics at 9 on this morning's show, but right now this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Great one, Swami. That's the Robinson Brothers, Black Crowes. Great lead song this morning. Hello, Shime. What's your lead?
Good morning, Greg. So my lead is about the upcoming Thursday night football game. Mm. I'm a little confused. Curtis and I had talked about this in the break yesterday, and I'm still baffled even following the Stephon Diggs injury news. We watched the Jets last Sunday, right? That wasn't like a mirage, a mistake. That was actually what happened. And yet somehow, some way, the New York Jets are -1.5 point favorites hosting the Houston Texans. And I don't quite understand it. Maybe I need Nick Costos to explain it to me. Maybe I need just someone smarter than me to explain it to me, because I don't get it. The Houston Texans are 6-2 and are a legitimately good football team who we watched come in here and shellack the Patriots by 20 points. And then we watched the Jets come in here and stink.
Yeah.
And they have stunk for weeks now. The Jets have lost 5 straight.
I mean, maybe the assumption by those that are wagering or those that are making the odds is that Aaron Rodgers is, he can't be this bad for this long of an NFL season, and so he's going to turn it around this week.
But it feels like a trap because 84% of the current bets, so anyone who has placed a bet, that bet has been on the Texans. So I guess I
seems like they're going based of what the Jets are on paper. You know what I mean? Like, on paper, if you've never seen them play and you just looked at them on paper, it seems like that's the way that Vegas and kind of are making these lines. Because on paper, we know they have talent. But when we actually see them play, you go, oh.
And if you would have expected them to, like, throw everything but the kitchen sink at you, it should have been against the Patriots because they were the easier opponent. It would have been an easy win. You get yourself back on track. And then if you lose to the Texans, it doesn't matter. So if this is where they expect the kitchen sink game to come in, well, it seems a little late. And so I guess I just don't understand. It makes no sense to me. I am heavily invested in the Texans tomorrow night, needless to say. Courtney, you can put it on the spreadsheet. Lock it in. Give me the Texans. I'll even go alt-line Texans -2.5. Like, I don't get it.
I will say, when it comes to those who favor the Jets, Courtney has a 53-player prop on the New York Jets for tomorrow night's game.
I could win $1 million.
Yes.
There you go.
All right. Shime, thank you. Hello, Curtis.
Hello, Greg. Good morning. I just quickly, you can put me in. I'm going to take the Jets because Vegas is smarter than I am. I am somewhat conspiratorial at times. I just think I have an interesting read of the world. That's the way I like to understand it.
You expect greatness.
Well, I just know how inept everybody else is. And sometimes it's on purpose. So my question to everybody right now, you're driving on 93, you're on the Pike, you're heading into work, you're dropping the kids off. You know you understand what I'm about to say. It has become commonplace for the fast lane to be led by drivers going exactly 55 miles an hour. I don't believe this is a mistake. Oh. I think this may be on purpose. I think there's the chance that there are people working for the government that drive slowly in the fast lane just to get you to brake so you don't drive to work anymore. There's no way this makes sense. Work with me here. Why do people in the fast lane drive the speed limit? Give me a reason why. If they're all Lyft drivers or Uber or whatever. Like, if you're driving for a living and you need to get more people in your car to make more money, why would you be going slow in the fast lane? It doesn't make any sense. And it's not safe.
We're all supposed to be driving the speed limit. Matter what lane you're in, you're supposed to be driving the speed limit.
I think
some people just follow that rule.
Nobody drives the I've lived in Boston my entire life. Up until the pandemic, nobody drove the speed limit in the fast lane. Everybody know what the fast lane is? The slow lane.
Yeah.
Which is really dangerous because guess what? That's where the ramps are, where people enter the highway.
We should change the speed limit and move it up at least 15 miles in every
highway. To hear answers as to why this is going on.
Do you want to bump it up to 80?
Oh, yeah, all day long.
Really?
I think
you'd go for 100 if
I'd do like they do in Germany, no speed limits at all. Then it'll keep all the crappy drivers off the highway. It would. People would be afraid to get on there.
I don't think it would keep the bad drivers off. There's always bad drivers around.
The bad drivers would get worse.
There's less accidents on the Autobahn than there is in American highways.
It's a far safer motorway than any highway in America without a speed limit.
Because the people that can't drive, they say, I don't want to go on it, and they stay to the, you know, side streets and back roads or whatever it is, and they stay off the... Curtis, you're right. It's
978 text. I freaking love this take from Curtis. Mm-hmm. I see it every day when I'm driving on the highway. It makes me crazy.
I just don't understand it. I need someone smarter than me to explain to me why you're driving the speed limit in the fast lane. It seems stressful.
Oh, it's like, so aggravating.
All right. Great Thank lead, you. Curtis.
Yep. Good job.
Great lead, Shine. We will get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead next. When it comes to my lead, we'll talk about what the city of Boston is doing to ensure that everybody gets a legit Halloween party. All right. This Halloween. So we'll get to that and the rest of the leads next. Great choice, John, based on Curtis's conspiracy theory lead this morning. Tomorrow on this show, the head coach of Boston College football, Bill O'Brien, at 6:45, and Mike Milbury on a Bruins Thursday at 9. Bruins shut out last night, loss again. That's 4 of the last 5. It's disturbing. I don't know what's going on over there. I don't know.
They just look like the energy level's not there.
Agree.
You know, like watching that game last night, I mean, Corposalo made some great saves.
He did.
And it just looks like their energy level is not there. And I don't.
That save he made.
Compete level.
You're a puck guy, Curtis. Mm-hmm. Right, well,
that's
pad.
That's what we call it.
That right. Pad, like kick save.
Yeah,
that he
I
made
thought you, the other glove save was pretty nice on the 2-on-1.
Well, yeah, but yes, they just don't seem like they can skate with guys.
Where does it? And so I was like, when you look like you have no, like you look lackluster and there's like no compete level, is that a player thing or a coach thing?
Well, I've heard the argument from the puck guys like Curtis that what Don Sweeney wanted to do with his team was get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is when you get bigger, you get slower.
Right, so heavy with the puck.
We can ask Mike Milbury about that tomorrow. Yes. All right, leads left, including Courtney's. Hello, Courtney. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Aaron Rodgers talked to media yesterday. This could be a douche move, honestly. After a loss to the Patriots that nobody saw coming, everybody thought that the Jets, oh, my God, they've got Devontae Adams. They've mm-hmm. got Aaron Rodgers. There's no way that they could lose to the lowly Patriots. Well, they did. And instead of spending his entire media availability saying, you know, I put this on me, I'm a leader in this locker room, I need to be better, I need to do this, he talked about this new drink that he is drinking that he got from one of his teammates that is, quote, the fountain of youth. Here's what he had to say.
Timo gave me a little fountain of youth. He said he's been taking for a while. All legal, of course. I've been kind of gassing him up. That's why I've been feeling a little bit better. But he's been taking like cayenne pepper and water. So he gave me some before the game. Felt pretty good. But I've been kind of gassing him up. That's why I'm feeling so good. I'm not sure how much that's playing a factor. But
you felt pretty good. You lost to the Patriots and are 2-6 on the season, and you have one of the most talented rosters in the division. The fact that this guy says stuff like this and is 100% serious, if that was my quarterback, I'd turn off the TV. I'd say, no more. I'm no longer a Jets fan. I'd burn the jersey. He is such a loser. He is the guy in which everybody should be depending on. And instead of talking about what actually happened this past weekend and where they sit on the season, he's saying he feels pretty good because of a cayenne pepper shot he's taking. Like, I just don't get it.
Also, the fountain of youth that he refers to used to be what LB would use as a diet. Like, I don't know if you, like, LB would talk about this all the time. He'd do it every 6 months. You only drink water with cayenne pepper and a little bit of lemon squeezed into it.
Yeah, I remember the Kardashians talking about that.
They did?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like, but I don't think it's the fountain of youth. I don't think it's going
to. It's everybody, every detox drink you go to, if you go to Juice Press in the Seaport, everything has cayenne pepper in it. This isn't new.
It's like, and it's booty also sweat like from Tropic Thunder.
But like, I don't understand if he is just like, he likes being the villain and pissing people off and he does this stuff on purpose. But I just think if you're a Jets fan and you're looking at how this season is playing out and your quarterback's talking about a cayenne pepper shot that he's taking that's making him feel really good.
Yeah. One of the side effects is not being able to get a playoff in time.
No, that is true.
As and forcing your team to go back a bunch of yards so you could try to convert on 2 points. Yes.
Complete 180 by Courtney.
What? She used to love Aaron Rodgers?
Remember when she
never liked Aaron Rodgers?
Remember there was this point in time, there was a period where she was like, Aaron Rodgers is not. What did you watch? You watched something.
Hard Knocks.
And you were like, Aaron Rodgers, he's really not a bad guy. He's
just, that's right.
He's just.
That's a good memory by you.
He's misunderstood.
No, I hated Aaron Rodgers. I hated him during the whole Vax thing. We got into a million fights about that. And then he was on Hard Knocks, and I warmed up to him a bit.
Yeah, completely.
Well, we're back. Okay. We're back on the other
side. She's back. Great lead. Thank you.
I, like Gerard Mayo, can change my mind.
There you go.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I'm going to go in a different direction. No Shohei lead or Yamamoto. Right. But I will say this. Shout out to Peyton Manning, LeBron James, and the Obamas. Because they brought me starting five, and now I get to see season 2 or the players that are going to be on Starting Five Season 2. If we know Starting Five, the first season, it's on Netflix. You can watch it right now.
It's pretty good.
I like it. I love the behind the scenes. I think it's Anthony Edwards, LeBron James, Jason Tatum, DeMontis Sabonis. And who is the fifth guy that I'm drawing a blank on? Why am I drawing a blank on who the fifth guy is? I'll figure it out. But next season, you're going to have Jaylen Brown, Kevin Durant, SGA, Tyrese Halliburton, and James Harden. And I'll tell you, that's going to be very, very interesting on to watch them. Because if you're watching it now, the kind of the behind the scenes is pretty cool.
I think it's great.
Oh, Jimmy Butler, I'm sorry, who's on the first season.
I think it's great that Jaylen Brown gets a shot at it next season.
Yeah, and maybe they dive into a lot of stuff, like they're diving into the LeBron James and his kid when he had the heart issue. Yeah. So maybe they'll dive into the whole Jaylen Brown and the Team USA stuff.
Yeah, all right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
Excellent. You got it.
Curtis, remind me, does the city of Boston have excess funds to hand out budget-wise currently?
No, we are in the red.
Okay. Is there a big controversy over who to tax to get the funds that we need to keep operating, whether it be the commercial property owner or the residential property owner? Is that an ongoing debate?
Yes.
Because we don't have enough money?
Right, because the policies have pushed business out of the city, thereby lowering the tax receipts.
Okay. Well, this week, the city of Boston announced a grant of $250 for anyone who wants to use it so they can throw a Halloween party.
Oh, thank God.
Here's the announcement made by those that work in City Hall.
Hi, everyone, and happy fall. We have exciting news to help you celebrate.
The city of Boston has a great new grant program called Spooky Streets for all your fall events.
You can receive up to $250 to throw your little shindig.
Block parties must be hosted the week leading up to Halloween, from Friday, October 25th to Sunday, November 3rd.
And this is a great initiative for the community and the neighbors to come together and celebrate each other.
Okay, so if I understand it correctly, the city of Boston is now paying for our parties. I don't know if I wanted to throw a kegger for Columbus Day, would that be okay, Curtis? Or is it just Halloween?
Do you notice the word they didn't include?
What? Halloween?
Halloween. It must be somewhat offensive.
Well, there's schools. I was just saying this during the break to Wiggy and Greg. My cousin's school, they do not allow the kids to dress up or celebrate Halloween because everybody celebrates it.
Well, now everybody can have a party, and all you have to do is apply, and you get $250 to throw a little Halloween shindig.
That's money, though. Why isn't it like $1,000? I can't do nothing with $250 on Halloween party. Can't even get the booze with
I
that.
I think it's for the kids, I think.
Huh? Halloween's for the adults, let's be honest.
What was your question, Sean?
I think I learned a new word. I didn't realize it was actually shindig instead of shindig.
Well, you know.
Throw your little shindig.
I mean, that's nuts. Like, I mean, come on. You could take $250 and give it to a small business who's struggling to stay alive. Mm-hmm. You could take $250 to offset
the migrants.
The massive, I think enough money has been allotted there, to offset the massive budget deficit that exists in the city when it comes to services. Like, they're talking about firing first responders.
Jesus.
Or stopping training of those who are going to be first responders, and yet they're giving everybody $250 to create a witch's brew, and everybody can drink from the witch's brew cauldron.
I mean, I just got to go online and sign up for this to get $250.
That's all you have to do.
And you know that little ad they put together took a whole day. So you have all these people making ungodly amounts of money working for the city, just spending a day doing a video to encourage people to just throw a party for free.
Throw your little shindig.
I'll give it a shot.
Those are our leads. Up next, we'll get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, including who Jim Montgomery is pointing the finger at for yet another Bruins loss.
I know who it is.
You do?
Yes.
you do? All right. We will get to that.
Bill Belichick.
It's not... That's just Curtis.
Wiggy is on one today. What's going on? Courtney, me? Like,
it's not Bill Pope.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's not.
It's really not that funny either. I don't know why we're laughing.
All right, we'll get that next.